With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another day of talks between the U.S. and Iran over that country's nuclear program. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One he wants to be involved in the discussions.
I'll be involved in those talks indirectly. That they'll be very important, and we'll see what can happen.
Iranian state TV stressing today the negotiations will focus only on Iran's nuclear program, not domestic policies, including its bloody crackdown on demonstrators last month. The British and Canadian prime ministers say that Europe should play a bigger role in NATO, and they stress the need to hike defense spending.
A Downing Street spokesperson said the two leaders also spoke about the deployment of a British-led naval strike group to the North Atlantic, an announcement Sir Keir Starmer made at the Munich Security Conference. This follows widespread European criticism of President Trump's desire to take over Greenland.
As BBC's Nick Johnson, more than 3,000 Christian broadcasters from 40 countries gather starting today in Nashville for the kickoff of the 85th Annual Convention of the National Religious Broadcasters Association. NRB President Troy Miller.
This is the largest gathering of Christian communicators that will happen really here in North America and around the world. This conference is jam-packed, so we'll be doing a number of things.
The National Religious Broadcasters Conference opens today. It continues all this week in Nashville. The Reverend Jesse L. Jackson has died at the age of 84.
Jackson was a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King's assassination in 1968. A two-time presidential candidate, Jackson led a lifetime of political crusades. He advocated for the poor and underrepresented on issues from voting rights and job opportunities to education and health care.
That is correspondent Haya Panjawi reporting, and this is SRN News. President Trump honors Susan B. Anthony. Michael Harrington reports.
The famous suffragette and pro-life advocate was born in February, and the president has released a statement calling her a, quote, true American giant and an unwavering advocate for the cause of human dignity. We recommit to the timeless truth she spent her life defending, that every human being is made in the holy image of God. Susan B. Anthony was born a Quaker in 1820 and spent her life advocating for a number of causes, including the end of slavery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for children. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws that bar children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. A total of 67%, but the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on child sex change operations. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is back at work today. The market kicked off a holiday-shortened week of trading that will bring more earnings reports as well as some highly anticipated economic releases. Tech stocks have been waxing and waning with fluctuations in confidence over massive investments in AI. All of Big Tech's Magnificent Seven companies, Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Amazon, Tesla, Google parent Alphabet, and Facebook parent Meta platforms were down in today's pre-market trading. Due later in the week, the government's latest inflation report and the first estimate of how the broader U.S. economy performed in the fourth quarter. General Mills shares tumbled 3.4% after the packaged food giant trimmed what was already viewed as a tepid forecast for 2026. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.